The writing skills of Australian students continue to slide, according to the latest NAPLAN results that have been released. But there is some good news in the annual literacy and numeracy tests, with primary school students continuing to improve in reading, spelling and grammar. Natasha Robinson is our national education reporter. Natasha, where has student performance stalled?
Well, writing is the big area of concern, Kim. The writing scores have hit a new low this year, so that will concern policymakers and teachers very much. More than one in five Year 9 students are not reaching the national minimum standard in writing. The other area of concern is the Indigenous results, particularly in the Northern Territory. 68% of students in the Northern Territory globally are not reaching the national minimum standards in Year 7 for reading.
Now, there have been some areas of improvement. Tell us about that.
Yes, there's been steady improvement across a decade, particularly in the primary years. So Year 3 and 5 results have climbed quite slowly but steadily, and you can really see in that longitudinal data that some of the policies, particularly in early childhood, are having an impact as they flow through to the primary school years in Years 3 and 5.
Now, we've talked before that online testing was introduced for some students this time around, and concerns that that might have skewed the validity of the process. Has that happened?
Well, we're being assured by the assessment authority, ACARA, that that hasn't happened, that they have been able to scale these scores so that they are able to be compared against a national mean on a common scale. There has been an interesting finding, which they're pointing out, related to the writing results. And particularly in the high school years, what's happened is the results have come in and they've seen that there has been a difference in the performance of students who did the online test in writing versus the traditional pen and paper tests. The online results have come in as being on average higher than the pen and paper results. And there is speculation that some of the reasons for that is that there is so much more familiarity among high school students with the computer these days than with the traditional pen and paper. So, you know, a lot of time on social media, chatting on messengers, messenger apps, etc., and really just a dropping away in handwriting. So that's being seen positively, that actually these results that are coming in online perhaps are reflecting high school students' ability more in writing, more than just their lack of ability, if you like, in handwriting.
National education reporter Natasha Robinson.